This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning to you all. Pastor Brian de Villiers, I'm so glad to be with you again this morning as we continue to study the Word of God. We continue with our series today, Studies on the Life of Christ. And today we take the subject, the authority of His teaching. And I want us to just look at a few verses together as we start this morning. And I want to read to you first from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, and from verse 24. And this is what it says. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them will be like to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on the house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it fell, and great was its fall. And so it was when Jesus ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching. And then I want to read again to you this morning from John's Gospel, chapter 8. And this is what John's Gospel, chapter 8 says to us. John's Gospel, chapter 8, and verse 38. John's Gospel, chapter 8, and verse 38. I speak what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have seen with your Father. And then we turn again just over the pages to John's Gospel, chapter 12, and I read there from verse 47. And this is what it says to us in verse 47. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. Now, I want you to hear that. The authority of the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no power whose attraction is greater than an authoritative word. Of the Lord Jesus Christ was said, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. I like that. Not as the scribes. This is the key verse of our study today. And in Dr. Weymouth's translation, it reads like this. The people listened with amazement to his teaching, for there was authority about it. It was very different from that of the scribes. When we are considering the large amount of space given in the Gospels to the recorded sayings and teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ, it makes an imperative that we study the characteristics and the scope of his teaching. The Lord Jesus Christ is the teacher supreme. Unlike every other teacher, not only does his teaching still live, but he, the teacher, lives as well. He's the incarnation of the truth. He came to teach, and all that he ever taught is perfectly summed up in him. He not only spoke the truth, and not only was all his teaching true, but he is the truth. John 14, verse 6. I am the way. I am the truth. Not a truth. I am the truth. No one comes to the Father but by me. His words are the expression of himself. Our first need is to me. You see, what does he say to us? Come unto me, Matthew 11:28. Come unto me. But having come to him and trusted him as our Saviour, our second need is to know him as our teacher. His word to us is therefore also, learn of me. That's what it's saying in Matthew 11:29. Learn of me. Notice the following characteristics of our Lord's teaching. The authority with which he spoke. He spoke with authority. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, not as the scribe. That makes something very, very clear to us. Our Lord's teaching is contrasted with that of the scribes, who had no message, preached about trivialities, and never spoke with any conviction. Jesus spoke as an authority. You got that? An authority. This is the way in which we are to teach and preach the gospel. We are to do it with an authority. We have an authority that's been given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. He spoke with boldness. He was not afraid of anyone. And we read about this as we studied the Word of God from Matthew 23. And this is what Matthew 23 says to us this morning. Matthew chapter 23 and verse 27. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautifully outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. And then we read the account of Jesus again. And this is the account of what Jesus said when we turn to John chapter 7. And this is what we read in John chapter 7 here. It tells us in verse 26, John 7:26. He says, but look, he speaks boldly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is truly the Christ? You see, they listened to him. He spoke with authority. He had boldness. We need the boldness in our preaching today in the church. Boldness of the apostles. They saw with boldness what Jesus did. He did it with boldness. And how gracious his words were. He was full of grace and truth, as we learn from John's Gospel, chapter 1, 14 and 17. He was full of grace and truth. You see, you can have grace, but do you have truth? And if you have truth, do you have grace? Because if you don't have grace, then the truth will lead you to legalism. And we need to understand that very clearly and have it in our understanding. And all the words were the expression of himself. No wonder the people crowded around him to listen to such gracious word. He spoke it with truth, but yet he spoke it with grace. The simplicity of his teaching, it was so profound. And we need to understand that. It was profound. It must have been simple and easy to understand in order to attract the common people. Frequently he talked by parables, illustrating great and sublime truths with very ordinary things. Seed, silver. Is our preaching simple, or is it above the heads of the people? The next point is, he was a unique teacher. He was unique not only in what he taught, but the way he did it. And we need to understand that very, very clearly. Let's turn again to John chapter 7 and verse 46. And these are the words that we read there in John 46. You see, it says, no man ever spoke like this man. No man ever spoke like this man. What they were saying about the Lord Jesus Christ is so profound. and that we need to understand it today. No one ever spoke like this man. He had a unique way of saying it, but he also had a unique message, the message to convey to men and to women. He's the name above every name. And you see, my friends, when we understand who he is, and when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived they were uneducated. They were not learned men, but they had been with Jesus, Acts 4, verse 12. His words were divine, life-giving. Inherent in his words were life and power. And we need to see that very clear. They were life and power. Luke 4, 32. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his words was with authority. You got that? His words came with authority. John 6:63, it is the Spirit who gives life, and the flesh profits nothing. The word I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Isn't that wonderful to know? He spoke truth. He spoke with authority. That's the way. His words were life-giving words to people. Words of life. And then the preeminency of his word, the words of other great teachers, has long been forgotten. But the words of Jesus remain. And the words of Jesus are so true. We read in Matthew 24 and verse 36. This is what it says to us. It says of him, but of the day and hour no one knows, not even the angels, but my Father in heaven. And he says also, assuredly I say to you, this generation will know my means pass away till all these things take place. He's saying something. Listen to what he's saying. He said, all these things will come to pass. All these things will come to pass. That's what he's saying to them. And then we go back to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 24. And this is what 1 Peter 1 verse 24 is saying to us. It says this, all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man and the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flowers fall away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. This is the message that came. The word of the Lord will never pass away. It will not fade away. That's the promise of God to us. It is not possible within the compass of our study this morning to consider the substance and the scope of our Lord's teaching. Indeed, here is a lifelong course of study for each one of us. Think of the variety of themes upon which he spoke and speaks with authority. Upon every subject, he is the authority, for there is no other like him. It is important to remember that the authority with which our Lord taught in the days of his earthly ministry is the authority with which he teaches us today through the Word, the Scriptures of the Old and the New Testament. In this connection, notice these three truths. And before I present the three truths this morning, I want to say to you this. The Old Testament is fulfilled in the New, and the New interprets the Old, and that's how we get understanding as we read the Old and we read the New Testament. Now let's go to the three truths. Number one, the Lord Jesus taught with authority because he only taught those things he received from his Father. We need to hear that. Jesus is God, but during his earthly life, he was dependent upon the Father for all that he did and all that he said. And we read this account when we read in John's Gospel, and this is what it says to us in John's Gospel, chapter 8. And I want us to get this because it's very important this morning that we understand that. John chapter 8, and I'm going to read here from verse 26. John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 26. And this is what it says to us in verse 26. I have many things to say to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard from him. Do you get that? He says, I only speak that which I get from the Father. Verse 28. Then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And then in verse 38, it says this, I speak what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have seen with your Father. And then we turn over a couple of chapters to John chapter 12, and this is what it tells us in John chapter 12. I'm going to read there from verses 48 to 50. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judge him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command which I should say and what I should speak. And I know that he command is everything, everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. So what is Jesus saying to us? He says, I'm only speaking the words that my Father gave me to speak. And we read again in John 14, just to clarify it, verse 24, he who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. You got that? The Father who sent me. He claimed that all his teaching was not from himself, but that both what he should say, the matter, and what he should speak, the words, were given to him of the Father. Where else is there such an authority? Where else is there? Number two, the Lord Jesus Christ taught an absolute authority of the Old Testament scriptures. This is tremendously important in view of the fact that many today who professed to be followers deny the authority of the Old Testament. And that's why I said what I said just now. I said the old is fulfilled in the new interprets the old. The scripture which Jesus as was exactly the same as the Old Testament in our Bible. All are agreed about this. He's regarded as the Old Testament scriptures as authentic in their entirety. He quoted from them. And he consistently referred to quote from scripture from the Old Testament. The scripture must be fulfilled, thereby attesting their absolute authority. He says, this is, they must be fulfilled. This must be fulfilled, all right? Now, let's go back again. And we want to read there from John 13. And I want to read verse 18. And this is what it says in John 13, verse 18. I do not speak concerning all of you. I know whom I've chosen. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he who eats bread with me lifted up his heel against me. You got that? He lifted up his heel against me. You see, Jesus makes very clear about what he is saying. And he's telling us about it. And we need to also be clear about this as well. Then we turn again. And this is what we read in John 14, 24. John 14, 24, we read it a moment ago. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father who sent me. There we have it, the Father who sent me. Let's read again, John 17, from verse 12, and this is what it says to us. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfill. So Jesus quotes all the time. You see, Jesus is saying, he quotes from the old, what's going to happen? And then it's fulfilled. Our Lord never once questioned the accuracy or any part of the Old Testament scripture. How solemn for anyone to do so today, to question the authority of the divine word of God. Number three, the last point this morning, the Lord Jesus taught the authority of the New Testament scripture. Before dying for us on the cross, he made provision for the writings of the New Testament by promising that the Holy Spirit, who had inspired the writers of the Old Testament scriptures, the Holy Spirit would do the same. And when we turn here again, we turn to 2 Timothy, and this is what we read in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, it says this. Hear what it says to us this morning. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. There you've got it. It's given instruction in righteousness. We've got that very clear. And then we go to 2 Peter. And this is what it says. 2 Peter chapter 1. These are the words that we read in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. There you have it. And so we would also inspire writers of the New Testament to write scriptures. The Holy Spirit was the one, and God used many different people. Most of the New Testament, as you know, is written by the Apostle Paul, but he was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Thus we learn from this study that the Lord Jesus Christ is our teacher. He's the living Word. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. That's Jesus. And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, the Lord Jesus. And he speaks to us with authority today through the written Word, the Bible. And what does it say to us? These tremendous words we read from Psalm 119. Listen to what Psalm 119 has to say to you and to me. Psalm 119, and the verse is 160. Psalm 119 and 160. Here we are. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Give me understanding. Let us learn of him today. How do you know about Jesus? Study the scriptures. Study the scriptures, for in them you have eternal life, and they speak about him. Those two that we read about in John's gospel on the road to Emmaus. Jesus drew near to them on that resurrection morning. They didn't recognize Jesus. He was in his glorified body. And he opened to them the scriptures, and he spoke to them about the Old Testament, what was going to happen, and it was fulfilled. And when they were finished, they said to one another, did not our hearts burn within us while he spoke to us on the way? Will your heart burn again as you and I begin to study the Word of God? As we do need to see Jesus in everything. You can see Jesus from Genesis through the book of Revelation. Jesus is found in everything. Let us learn of him. We thank thee, Lord, indeed, that thou thy word has given to light our path in this dark world and safely guide to heaven. As thy commands we seek within thy word each day, teach us what thou wilt have us do, then teach us to obey. We need to hear that. The Holy Spirit will speak to you. And as you trust him through the word of God, he will tell you what you need to do. And then we need to act upon those things. I pray it's encouraged you today to hear the authoritative teaching of Jesus about Old Testament and New Testament. And I pray that God will guide you by His Spirit as you study His Word. I just pray that you will just know today and be encouraged by it all in the name of Jesus. So study the Word and be encouraged today. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Word to us today. We thank you for teaching us again through your Word, the Scriptures. And thank you that we have the inspired Word of God to us today. And we just pray that we will study it each day. We'll see more of Jesus in it every day of our lives. To your praise and to your glory, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. If I can help you, please contact me, Pastor Brian, at 021-552-496. 021-552-496 at CRC Cape Town. God bless you. Have an incredible day in Jesus' name. Thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.